Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, say.
Mary
Smith McCoy, the preacher of the hour, and we're coming with the power of God's word. Get ready, get ready. Call a neighbor, call a friend, and tell them that the hour of power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise thee. We magnify your name. We lift your name up high. We give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. For your word say, if I be lifted up, you said that you will draw all men unto you. So, Lord, today, God, we lift thee up, God, that men and women, boys and girls, God, will be drawn unto you this day from every nation, from every state, from every city, Lord God. God, that they, God, in the name of Jesus, will know, God, that you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. I thank you this morning, God, because you have all power in your hand. I thank you this morning, God, because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And this we thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we'd like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast, and we're excited about the Word of God this morning. We're going to be coming from the Old Testament, which the book is the book of Daniel, and we're going to be coming from that third chapter. The study text today will be the third chapter, first through that 30th verse. You can read all of it at the time appointed throughout the day and throughout the week. But we want to get into the Word of God, and we want to let you know the power of the Almighty God, that God is able to move in your behalf. He is able to fight battles. Somebody is going through a battle today. Somebody is going through some fears and anxiety in their heart today. But I want you to know that God is here to deliver you. He is able to bring you out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. So here at that first verse of the third chapter of Daniel, it says, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. And he set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the chefs, and all the rulers of the province to come in to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the chefs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then Herod cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at the time that you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, cypress, passer, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whosoever fall not down and worship shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fire furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the cypress, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people of the nation and language fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up." We want to stop right there. Oh, look at God. Look at God moving in the scripture. Look at the word of God coming for. We see that this king, King Nebuchadnezzar, he had made this image. The image was like 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. Somebody say, oh my God, oh my God. He had made this image to be 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. And when he made this image, he set up this image so that others could come in and that they will be able to look up at the image and know that this is the image that the king had set up. So what the king did, when we began to read the word of God, we see that the king, Nebuchadnezzar, had gathered the princes and the governors, all those that had these jobs, that prestige, and all of these people that he wanted to come in and to look at what he had done, what he had set up. And so, therefore, he called the governors, and he called the princes, and he called the captains, and Nebuchadnezzar called the judges and the treasurer. He called the counselors. He called even the chef. He called all of them, the rulers of the province. He had to get the rulers in place first. He called all of them to look up and see what I have done. Look at this image. I have set this image up, and I want to do the dedication of this image. I want to do this dedication because I've done this, and I want everybody to know what I have done and the purpose why it's going to be done. The princes, the governors and the captains and the judges, the treasurer, the counselor, the chefs and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication. They were invited to come, and they knew that they better show up because he knew that the king was over all of these people that was in high places and all of the people that had authority. And they knew that they're not come to this dedication. They didn't know exactly why he had set it up, but because the king had set it up, that they knew that they must attend this dedication. Then it tells us that when he had set this thing up, let's read again. It tells us in that third verse that the judges and the treasurers and the governors and all of them had came to the dedication, and they came to see the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the coin. Now we're going to find out what reason why they was invited to the dedication, why you are here, why the king has sent for you to come to his dedication. And the herald had cried aloud so everyone could hear, so no one would make a mistake that they did not hear what intention that the king had when he set up this golden image. I'm sure that they would admire the image because he was proud of the image that he had set up. But they didn't have any idea, I do not believe, what they were about to hear. But the herald, the one that was going to pronounce the news of why the king had set up this image, had began to tell them why they were here. And then it says in that fourth verse of the third chapter of Daniel, then an herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded. I'm not going to ask you. I'm not just going to say you can do this if you want to do this, but it is commanded, O people, nations. sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the cithern, the psaltery, the dulcimer, all kind of music. He falls down and worships the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, has set up. When you hear this music, when you hear the music begin to play, he named out all of the instruments that's going to be used in playing this music. When you hear the music, the king desires for you to kneel down, not just kneel, but fall down, and I want you not to just fall down, but I want you to worship the golden image, this 90-feet image and this 9-feet wide image that I have set up. I want you to fall down and worship the golden image. I believe when I believe the word of God, when the word of God says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God, is one Lord, and thou shalt worship the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, and that there is not but one God, and we shall worship him in the spirit and in the truth, and there is none other that we should worship." But here in this word of God, we see the king command that they fall down and worship the image. And whosoever falleth not down and worship the image, if you didn't fall down and worship, shall the same hour, if it was 9 o'clock in the morning, before it was 10 o'clock, you're going to be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. We didn't know, and the word of God didn't tell us, but if just in case, we give you an example. It was 9 o'clock in the morning and the music went off and the music began to play. If you didn't fall down on your knees and began to worship this image, the king is letting them know that they're going to be cast in the same hour into the burning, fiery furnace. Who want to be put into the fiery furnace? Who want to burn? Who want to not to be able to live? Who was ready to die? The people were afraid, and they was willing to compromise. They were willing to turn their back on the true and the living God. They was willing to turn their backs on the great I am, the I am that I am. They was able and willing to turn their back on the one that created them and the one that made them. So therefore, in that seventh verse of that third chapter of Daniel, it says, "Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the cithern, the psaltery, and all of the music, all the people of the nation and language fell down." They fell down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had made up. See, they have already, in their mentality, in their mind, that they loved it, their lives more than they loved it God. They had already made up in their mind, even before he made the image, it was already there, that they rather live than die. They rather survive and be upon earth than to their lives to be taken in a fiery burning furnace.
So they fell down and they worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then we see in the 8th verse, here we see where the enemy is coming in. See, there's always times when people are watching you and they're going to see what you are doing. You know, you say that you're a Christian. You say that you have been born again. You say that your life has been changed. You say that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. You say, for Christ I live and for Christ I will die. That's what you said. But when it comes a time when you have to do what you said, what you said out of your mouth, when it's time to perform, when it's time to show and tell, then it's a time when we're going to know whether or not you meant what you said. And we're going to see how much you love God. And God going to see how much you love him. So, therefore, at that time, certain Chaldees, which came near and accused the Jews, they spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, has made a decree. They remind him of a decree that he had made. He said that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the cypress, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, the psaltery, and shall fall down and worship the golden image. All of these people, when you hear, it was no mistake, the herald had already made the announcement. They were already told what to do, king. So it's no excuse. So remember when you said that they should fall down and worship the golden image? And whosoever falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fire furnace? King, let me tell you, there are some certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. There are some certain Jews. There are certain Jews. I don't like that you set them over there, number one. I don't like that you put them in the authority. They're not saying that to the king, but that is what their intent. They are making mention that you put them in leadership. You honored them. You promoted them. And therefore, since you have put them in the place, you have set them over the affairs of the province of Babylon, and then they began to name the Jews that the king had set over. You set Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They're not doing any of that. You ask them to do it. You ask them to bow down. They're not bowing down. And, you know, this is like they're dishonoring you because they're not doing what, they're not honoring your request. Then Nebuchadnezzar, he got in a rage. The word of God says that Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men unto the king. Oh, my God. You can see the king in the flesh. You can see the king because this is something that he had made and that he wanted to be glorified. He wanted them to worship this golden image that he had set up, and I dare Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, especially them, they have been put, I have promoted them, I put them into a position, and they are not honoring me there by not bowing down to the image that I have set up. I'm the king. They're supposed to do what I say do. So he called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the word of God let us know how the king was into a rage. He was into a rage. He was angry. He was very angry. I dare you. So he didn't have to get angry with anybody else because everybody else was bowing down. He didn't have to get angry with any of the shells or any of the governors or the judges. He didn't have to get angry at the treasurers or the counselor. No, he didn't have to get angry with them because they were bowing down. Come on. They were bowing down. They were taken down. They fear their lives more than they fear God. So therefore, when the man of God, the men of God was called on the carpet, per se, when they were called by the king was already angry, as I said. And here in that 14th verse of that third chapter of Daniel, it says, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true? Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my God? Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my God with a little g, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you a chance to fall down. I'm going to give you a chance to worship me. You didn't do it when I asked you to, but I'm going to give you another chance. Now, if you be ready at that time when you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, and the wind, all of these instruments, he said, if you fall down, he said, here in that 15th verse, let's read it again. Now, as if ye be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the cypress, the passery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? Listen what the king said. He said, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? He is thinking so off, so wrong. He has not humbled himself. He does not know that there is a God that is the creator of him, the God that made, again, the heaven and the earth, the God that made the firmament, the God that put the sun and the moon in place, the God that made the sea, the God that made every animal, the God that made Adam and made Eve. Oh, he is the Almighty God. He is that Jehovah Jireh. He is their provider. He is Jehovah Raphael. He is their healer. Oh, he is Jehovah shalom. He is at peace. They had a peace. They did not adhere to what the king was saying just because he was king. Hear me today. No matter what position a man may be in, remember, he is not God. They recognize that there is not but one and true God. That is God himself, the God that is able to move on their behalf. That God that is everlasting. Oh, my God. They knew who they served. They knew who they were committed to. I mean, today, are you committed to the Almighty God? Where is your commitment? In a day and a time that we are living on this earth, where is your commitment to God? Where's your loyalty? Where is your trust? Where's your confidence? Where is your faith? When the world is going wild, when the world has turned its back on the God that's able to put the breath and remove the breath from their bodies. I don't care what position or what office that you may hold. I don't care if you are the CEO of the biggest company in the world. You need to know that God is God and God all by himself. You need to stand on the word of God, because that is the only thing that's going to be able to save you, the only thing that's going to be able to deliver you, the only thing that's going to be able to make you free. But yet, as you remember, that the chefs, the governors, the princes, the captains, the judges, the treasurer, the counselor, the chef, and the rulers, they all bow down. Sometimes we're going to have to stand alone in our walk with God. Sometimes it is like you may be, it's almost like on an island by yourself, but you not by yourself, because God said that he would never leave you, and he said that he would never forsake you. See, we can, if God could make that promise to us that he would never leave us or forsake us, why is it that we forsake God at a time of trouble, a time of tribulation, a time of trying, a time when we need to be committed unto him? So here in this word of God, we see that they had asked, the king had given Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego another chance to bow down, because if they didn't bow down in that same hour, these men of God were going to be cast into the fiery furnace. And they were going to, the same hour, they were going to be put into this furnace. So, here the word of God saying that the king said, who is that God? Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? See, the enemy tried to scare people with their fear tactics. They have tried to make people think that except you fall down, except you say opposite what the word of God say, that you are not going to live, or you're not going to be in my corner, you are not going to be popular, You're not going to have that job that you want. You're not going to drive the car that you desire. You're not going to have the house that you desire. And all of this, the enemy is speaking to the people and to the minds of the people today. And they don't care what the word of God says. They don't care. But, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had already made up in their mind and was already in their heart that they was not going to bow down. They did not care. Take my life, but I'm not going to bow down. And they said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. How many men and women of God would have been bold enough to say that we are confident, that we know, that we depend, that we have faith in God, that we trust God, and that we're not going to bow down. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able. They knew that God is able to deliver them from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand. They was confident in this. But you know what they said? But if not, if he didn't, be it known unto you, be it known unto thee, okay, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. It doesn't matter. We know that he has power to deliver us. We know that he has power to save us. But King, let me tell you this. Let me tell you that if being known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage were changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. No matter what I thought about you before, you didn't do what I commanded you to do. So therefore, the king commanded that they heat the furnace 1/7 time more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning, fiery furnace. He didn't trust them. He didn't want them to have any means of escaping. So he had these men. He had these mighty men to put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace. Then these men, the men that bound, the men that put Shadrach, Meshach into the furnace, see, this is what happened. These men were bound in their coat. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were, because of the request, because of the anger of the king, they put them in the fire furnace. They were bound in their coat. They had the coats on. They had the hoses on. They had the hats on and other garments. And they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's a dangerous thing to come against the people of God. It's a dangerous thing to come against the men and the women of God. They were putting, at the king's request, putting these men of God into this fiery furnace, but they got burned up themselves. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, rose up in haste, and spake and said unto the counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Then answered and said the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. What a testimony. What a God that we serve. What a God that we serve. They put the men that put us in there and showed how hot the fire was. But yet they were burnt because of they were putting the men of God, Shadrach, Meshach, they were standing bold for the word of God, for the God that they live, for the God that they were willing to die for. And they seen them, they seen four men in the midst, and they had no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. God was in the fire with them. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we ye servants of the Most High God. He recognized who they were. Somebody needs to recognize who you are. Please stop blending. We need no more people. We don't need any more people to blend. We don't need the shell. We don't need the counselor. We don't need the president. We don't need anybody to blend and not stand and stand on God's word. We need you to stand up in the name of Jesus. So, therefore, he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Come on, come forth and come. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. And the prince, the governor, the captain, the king, counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head thin, neither were their coats chained, nor the smell of fire passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and has delivered his servant that trusts in him, and have changed the king's word and yield their bodies that they might not serve and worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree, every people, nation, and language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their house shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver out of this sword. Then the king promoted after tribulation, after the things that you've gone through, then promotion comes. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the problems of Babylon. Come on, let's go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for the message, for the word of God. We thank you for the hour of power. We thank you for the demonstration of your power and your anointing. We thank you, God, for how you're able to deliver and how, God, you're able to make free. For your word saying, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. And I thank God in the mighty name of Jesus that the men of God with an example, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, was an example for the world today to know that it is time that they stop bending and bowing to the things that are not of you, that they stop bending and bowing to the unknown God. They stop bending and bowing to idols and golden images and people and things, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that these men, they showed up, Father, but you showed out, Lord God, and you saved them. And God, not one sin, no smoke, God, was upon them. And God, because they did, they stood for you, Lord God. God, you honored them. God, you were in the fire with them, Father. And I see, Lord, the people that are going through this morning, God, to call them to remain faithful to you. Call them to know you, Lord God. Call them to stand on the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. God, let them know, God, that you are God, and you are God all by yourself. Lord, we just thank you right now. Lord God, there are those all around the world. God, those from city to city, state to state. Lord, I pray even now, God, those that are not saved, God, those that don't know you as Lord, don't know you as saved, don't know you as the Alpha and Omega, don't know you, God, as a bright in the morning star, don't know you, God, as the everlasting God. God, I pray even now, God, that they repent. God, you say that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead. God, that you said that they shall be saved. Lord God, do it even now. And Father, for this we will bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This has been the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Join us on this coming Friday for another Hour of Power. Come. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend that God is doing great and mighty things, that the word of God is being preached on Wednesday and Friday on the Hour of Power. Tell them to tune in so that they can receive of the Lord. God bless you is our prayer.